It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On your Pensacola Expert Panel, I'm Jenna Barr, joined by Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jenna. Let me tell you what. The listening audience is very, very lucky today. They've had 3 hours to listen to you with Andrew.
Is that lucky?
Now you've got an hour with me, and you've got one more hour after that. That's 5 hours of Jenna on the radio. That is great entertainment.
Watch out, world. And I'm still going, and I still want to hear from you. 850-437-1620. Yes, the garden line is open with your questions. But what do you have going on for us today? You always have something. You bring your books. You bring your papers.
I've got all kinds of stuff.
I know you have so much for us.
I've got all kinds of stuff. But we'd love to hear from our yes. listeners. That makes it more fun than me just rattling on here. Just one quick comment. I know everybody has really enjoyed the agapanthus. They have just been so gorgeous. And we've talked about that plant before, especially in the last month, because I think they were as pretty as they had ever been. So, but they've about had it. The blooms are kind of spent, and it's time to probably cut them off. So what you can do is go and just cut that whole stalk off and throw it in the trash, and you're done with the agapanthus probably
really?
For the year. But just realize every spring they just light it up. They are a absolute beautiful plant, and this year in Pensacola, we've seen nothing like it. It's just been great.
So many
everywhere. I didn't realize there were so many planted in Pensacola, but boy, you drive around town and you can't turn a corner without seeing them.
No, they add just an extra dimension to your garden, to your walkway, to your front yard, around your mailbox. You see them everywhere, and they just add a pop of color, but they still have that green throughout the rest of the year.
I was just going to say, the foliage on it is great. If you're looking for kind of a low, 1 to 2 foot plant that has beautiful strap-like foliage, it's a great plant. So, if you haven't planted any, I would certainly recommend it. One other plant, Jenna, I wanted to mention that is just absolutely gorgeous right now on a lot of people, me included. I'm very lucky. I didn't do much to make it happen. Is some of our iris, like your Louisiana iris. They are fabulous. And Jenna, when you walk into the studio outside, there's one iris right on the corner out there, and it is just beautiful. It has blooms, of course, kind of orchid-like blooms, and you really can't predict when they're going to happen. But if you put it in an iris, put it in a big container, let's say 12, 14-inch container, and water the devil out of it, you'll get these blooms right now, this time of year. So I know a lot of people are enjoying that particular plant right now also.
Yes.
No question about it.
Hey,
now
we want to mention our good friend.
Well, I was going there next.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
Well, I want to just say thank you. Thank you to our listeners, every single one of you, to be able to come in this morning and spend time with you on your drive or as you get ready for work and eat breakfast. I really appreciate hearing from you. We've had a lot of fun. And again, please feel free to hop into the conversation. You have something going on with your garden. You have a question about your shrubs, 850-437-1620. But our dear friend Catherine, who's a faithful listener, she sends us a picture of her beautiful crops, her garden, her lawn. Every week
she's
gives
amazing.
Us an update. She
Just
brought
amazing.
Us some 4th of July, yes, happy birthday, America cupcakes. Davis already enjoyed one. Yes, after all his hard work this morning.
I think Davis took all of them with him. They're not here anymore.
I promise we'll share them with Mark. I know that he'll get mad if we don't. But she also dropped off a couple of magazines, 101 container ideas. Yes, so putting your planter ideas. And I absolutely love this trend. And maybe it's not really a trend. You've seen it throughout the years. Of different containers that you can put your flowers in, your succulents, and we already learned, right? You have a thriller, a filler, and a spiller.
That's right.
In your plants, your containers, but I just love seeing them. You know, one time I saw a little baby shoe that had succulents in it. They like sprayed it and that's sealed a, the baby
that's a,
shoe.
That's a little bitty plant.
That's a very bitty plant. But I love these ideas, and I love our listeners. And Catherine, thank you so much for this. Happy 4th of July to you. You always make our day here on the Garden Line.
No question about it. Catherine, thanks. And I'll tell you, Catherine, I promise you, one of these days, about 8:30 on a Tuesday, somebody's going to knock on your door. It's going to be me or an Uber or somebody coming to pick you up and bring you to the station.
That's right.
Because we want you on the air with us. Yeah. We think that would
There's
be
an opportunity
one fun.
Coming up.
Absolutely. You'd be great. But thank you so much for the container gardening magazines you sent are really indicative of what so many people do in Pensacola. More and more and more container gardening, even container vegetable gardening, of course, with tomatoes and peppers and herbs and even
sometimes
lettuce.
It's easier to put them in a container so you can move them or you know, put them on the
That's
porch
right.
so they don't blow away. And in fact, we have a question coming in, 850-437-1620. It's 9:11 here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 with Mike Wiggins. And this is from our friend Lisa in Milton. Her question is, why are my tomatoes splitting? They are in containers. Okay, Lisa.
Yeah. Sometimes I think the heat will do that. Sometimes it's a matter of water. Not much one can do about it. It's a shame. It's a little bit like blossom end rot, you know, where you have the stem that goes into the tomato and the opposite end just kind of rots out. And it's basically a calcium deficiency. So that's another problem along with that tomato splitting that you can get. Growing tomatoes, for many, it's really funny. So many people just have no problems. They just can plant them and they have a great crop and never complain. And then there are those of us who do have the splitting and the blossom end rot and the worms and that type of thing on our tomatoes. But container gardening is great. Don't give up just because you've got that splitting on that tomato. But, sometimes they can be a challenge.
And okay, so here's another question, and this is pertaining not to garden planters, but our pesky little garden anters. I don't know. I was trying to rhyme. I tried. Ants crawling up and down all of my flowers in my garden. What can I use? I've heard it before on the show, but I cannot remember. What can I do to get rid of these ants without killing my flowers?
Yeah. And, of course, just a basic insecticide spray for shrubbery and annuals and that type of thing would work. I always like the Seven Dust, which is an insecticide that you can dust on them, if you will, and that will help with the ants. And, of course, be very careful about your watering. You know, don't let them dry out, your plants dry out. That will draw insects also. So watch your water. Do a little bit of insecticide, and you can find some natural insecticides also. We've always talked about using that Bacillus thuringiensis, that BT, which is a great organic, but it's only for worms. It's not going to take care of the ants. But ants are a problem. No question about it, and it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to probably do multiple treatments to get rid of them. But yes, that's 5% seven dust would be my first choice.
Okay, that's a good note right there. 850-437-1620. We're going to have to take a break here in a moment, but if you have a question for Mike, please let us know. Hey, it's almost 4th of July, so off the topic of gardening, what is your favorite thing about 4th of July?
Fireworks.
You love the
I love the fireworks. We, I have a relative who lives downtown in the historic district, and we always go down there for dinner, then just walk around and watch the fireworks, and they are great, absolutely great.
Well, guess what? This year, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. They're reporting one of the biggest shows that you've ever seen. So, I mean, just get ready.
And there's a lot going on at the Wahoo Stadium, too, and at the amphitheater and all that good music. And it makes for a special day.
We're going to have the Sparks and Stars happening at Community Maritime Park with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra.
That's right.
So you got to make sure that you come for that and take a little nice little stroll go on down and see the Sertoma fireworks.
Exactly. And our good friend Peter Mouget, I don't know if you know Peter Mouget, he's a local attorney, has spearheaded a lot of the 4th of July music down there at Community Maritime Park. And we thank him for that.
Yes.
Because he's really taken the initiative there to make that happen.
That's right. And you can get the live coverage right here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We got to take a quick break. We have some calls coming in that we will get to when we come back right here on The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer, Amber Southard. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Captain Eric here with Southeast Air Shuttle. You've heard Andrew McKay talk about how easy it is to fly with me. We jump in the plane and go. There's no lines, no hassles, and no TSA. I'm an Air Force veteran, but I grew up in a Navy family, and the Blue Angels were always a part of my life, and watching them inspired me to become a pilot. And that's why Southeast Air Shuttle is proud to be a sponsor of the history of the Blue Angels. I may not fly the Super Hornet, but my Saratoga will get you where you want to be when you need to be there. It's flying the way it's supposed to be. Southeast Air Shuttle, veteran-owned, veteran-flown. Visit us at flysoutheast.com.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week for childcare.
Consequential. He was whisper answering. And I will tell you, it was a little bit weird. This is what all kinds of conservative outlets seized on yesterday, is Joe Biden, the whispering president.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
That is Pharrell himself.
Pharrell himself.
Yes. No.
That's his
Pharrell
last name is himself? Okay. No. That's Pharrell.
Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams.
Yes. And
I don't know Pharrell.
We have a lot of fun. And so I thought we're really happy today and very thankful to be alive. There's a lot going on in the world, but we love a little break from everything here on the Garden Line. And just want to invite you, 850-437-1620. Our phone lines are open. They're working. Text lines are working as well. I see some questions coming in. But first, let's talk to Tracy in Pensacola. Good morning, Tracy.
Oh, Tracy's on the line. Good. Good morning, Tracy.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, big guy?
Man, here we are. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. I had a really good bloom with my daylilies.
Yes.
But they're not putting out anything, any other blooms. I deadheaded them yesterday. You think that's going to help?
I do.
Help them bloom out again?
Oh, I do. I think they'll bloom some more. I really do. I had a friend the other day who is a really a good gardener, and he says, I'm growing some wonderful amaryllis, and I grew a lot of agapanthus and big camellia guy. He said, I've kind of gotten into daylilies, but, you know, I just want to enjoy something that lasts more than a day. I said, well,
right.
when you planted them, you should have known that by the name. But but you know what I would do, Tracy? I would throw a little low nitrogen fertilizer on them, or something with a blooming plant fertilizer, something with a larger middle number than the one on right. the first number and the third number, larger middle number, a blooming plant fertilizer. And, of course, watch your water. I know we've had a lot of rain, but that's going to stop. But that's what I would do. Yeah. I think you're going to be just fine. The daylilies are
– Yeah, my amaryllis.
Go ahead.
My amaryllis are bulletproof. You know, they're
– Oh, yeah, they just happen.
They bloom once a year, and they're beautiful.
Oh, there's no question about it. It's one of my favorites and just unbelievable colors. But on the daylilies, you know, there's a daylily society in Pensacola, people who propagate different daylilies. And one of the nice things about daylilies, Tracy, I'm sure you do this too, they make a nice Christmas gift, because in November and December, you can separate them, your really pretty ones, and give them to somebody who would enjoy them, and it makes for a nice gift.
Absolutely.
And, of course, it's better for the plant to go ahead and separate it, and they move on. So daylilies are a lot of fun. Very successful. The one I like the most, or I should say I like the most, but the one I really like is that Stella del Oro. It's kind of a dwarf, lower-growing daylily, and it is yellow.
Right.
And it's just gorgeous. It really is. It'll bloom its heart out. So good for you, Tracy. Sound like you got it under control.
Hey,
thank you,
my
Tracy.
My canners are coming up. They're doing really well. You think they'll bloom again?
Possible. Yeah. Watch the water on them. Keep them watered.
Right on. Thank you, sir.
Go get them, bud. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Tracy, for that. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, host of your Pensacola Expert Panel, here with Mike Wiggins. He's here to answer your questions. Here is a question, 850-437-1620. There is white stuff on my soil, and the leaves of my plants are turning yellow, and they are coming off easily. Ooh, what is that?
I don't know.
What kind of plant is it? Is it in a pot?
Yeah,
is it outside?
I'm not sure.
Sometimes I remember asking you, maybe, I don't know if you'll remember this, I had indoor plants, and we had moved into a new home, and on the indoor potted plants, it started to, when the plant would dry up, the soil would dry up, it would be white a little bit, and sometimes the leaves would turn yellow. But once I watered it and kind of moved its position, it would go back to normal. And you said it could have just been some kind of like fertilizer
in the soil itself
that was causing it.
I tend to agree with that. Now keep in mind, when you've got a plant that the leaves are slough off, okay, they fall off, that sometimes is not so bad. It's when the leaves stay on and just get brown and brittle when you've got real problems. But sometimes when that plant sloughs off those leaves like that, it's its way of recovering.
Okay.
So that's a possibility. But I'm going to say the white stuff on the soil itself is, I don't believe we're dealing with an insect there at all. I think it's probably just something that's in the soil.
Okay. And this is their plants, they say, our listener says, are outside.
Yeah.
So it's probably something within the soil.
I think so. I think that could easily be, yes.
Can you just repot it, resoil it? You know, is there something that you can do to kind of get
You know what I would do? I would get and just sort of scratch it all in on the top of the top layer.
Yes.
Just kind of, a trowel and just kind of turn that soil a little bit at the very top layer and water it good, and I bet you'll be fine.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can do anything else for you, 850-437-1620. Hey, did you know Bands on the Beach? It happens every Tuesday night, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and it's going to happen tonight. So you can visit our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and sample some Mountain Dew Zero and Mountain Dew Rise from Buffalo Rock Pepsi. Again, that's presented by Santa Rosa Island Authority. If you want to see the full season, it's at newsradio923.com. Do you ever do Bands on the Beach?
Oh, yes. Oh, no question. It is so much fun.
So much fun. All right. Speaking of fun, we have more fun coming up here on The Garden Line. You know, we had a topic of discussion we started last week, but we didn't get to finish it. Oh, I can read your brain. Okay, good.
Which one was that? We've gone through so many times we didn't finish where we started.
Well, there was one we were actually talking about. I believe it was with our lawns and in the summertime and scheduling, like when your sprinkler system comes on, your irrigation system comes on, and doing it early in the morning, not late at night. Like you'll see some people, you hear the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and
That's
it's
right. Exactly.
And 10 o'clock at night.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good. No, that's the basic rules, you know, of watering is water early. Even 5, 6 o'clock in the morning is perfect. You don't want to water at noon because it will evaporate and you won't get any use out of the water. If you put it on at night, that'll promote fungus. So that early morning is the time to do it. But I always say this. If we hit a dry spell, and if by chance your work hours are such that you just can't do it in the morning, do it whenever you can. That's better than having to grass some lack irrigation.
Okay.
So that's a good rule.
Excellent.
Also, while it's wet, remember, we were talking about this last week. If it's wet, don't mow it when it's wet. That's important.
Right.
That's right.
That was it. Yes.
Exactly. Don't mow it when it's wet, no matter what, especially this time of year. Mow it the right height. St. Augustine 4, Centipede 3, Zoysia 2, 2.5. And don't fertilize it when it's going to pour rain. Now, if you know we're going to get a little rainstorm and put the fertilizer out to let the rain water it in, well and good. But if there's a chance we're going to have a prolonged period of rain, all that does is wash that fertilizer into the storm drain system, and you don't want to do that.
No, let's keep it out of the water system. That's for sure. Hey, we have more for you here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I see some more texts coming in. Send yours in for Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. Join me this Friday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll get all your questions answered about where to begin your design, build, custom home, renovation, or even commercial development project. That's this Friday morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're pregnant. How far?
1 month, 2. No doctor yet. I can't afford it.
Protect yourself and your baby. The health department can help you out. Test for STDs.
I don't have diseases.
You don't know. You don't always have symptoms. STDs make you and your baby sick.
I don't want my baby sick.
No one cares more about your baby than you.
I'm calling my county health department.
A message from the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Tuesday nights in the summer are reserved for Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7, there's a new band at the Gulfside Pavilion playing live music just for you. This Tuesday, Class X takes the stage at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion with the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. Bring a lawn chair and a blanket, but no pets and no glass. Stop by and spin the prize wheel and pick up something delicious from Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. We're going to get to some more calls and texts in a moment, but you have something to share about dry spots.
Well, it's really interesting. Yeah, I've got a nice article here from Larry Williams. Larry is the residential horticultural agent in Okaloosa County, and the headlines of his little article were, Jenna, don't blame pests for dry spots in your yard.
Ooh, fighting words.
Exactly. So many people will see discoloration in some parts of their yard. The rest of the yard looks good, and they'll say, oh, my goodness, I've got sod webworms, I've got chinch bugs, I've got nematodes, I've got this, I've got that. And Larry says, no, check your sprinkler system first, and maybe when we come back, we can go through a few of the things that he says we need to do about our sprinkler system. He said most of which you can do yourself insofar as checking for broken heads. You may find that there may be too few sprinkler heads for an area.
Yeah.
And one thing I've noticed, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, is hurricane damage to trees and what that may have to do with dry spots in your yard. So we'll talk about that when we get back.
All right, stick around here on the Garden Line. Let's see what's happening in the news with Mark Jacobs.
Local emergency officials say there are lessons to learn from the South Florida condo collapse.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. No one's been found alive in the debris of a collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida since Thursday, a few hours after it happened. Crews have been working around the clock looking for the 150 people unaccounted for.
The number of confirmed deaths is 11. Tragically, 11.
Surfside Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. The condo board president sent out a letter in April saying the building was in desperate need of repair. Attorneys for former President Trump's family business, the Trump Organization, have met with prosecutors in New York City.
Trump Organization lawyer Ron Fischetti telling the Associated Press attorneys met with the Manhattan DA's office Monday. Prosecutors tell him the former president himself will not be charged at this time, and the company will not be indicted on charges related to allegations of hush money payments, though the investigation is ongoing.
Fox's Lillian Wu in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 82 and partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. Northwest Florida public safety officials learning from the response at the scene of that deadly South Florida condo collapse. Escambia County's interim public safety director, Eric Gilmore, says when the after-action report is completed, local officials will go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
We comb through those to see if there's any precursors we need to be looking at, anything that we need to be thinking about down the road that was a good benchmark during that rescue or during that situation that we might need to look at getting here.
He says if that kind of collapse happened here, local crews would have to call in help from out of town. Escambia County EMS considers a new direction in a training partnership with the University of Florida. Gilmore announced the plan at a town hall meeting in Molino last night, stressing the county's paramedics and EMTs are already trained and certified. He expects to present the University of Florida contract to Escambia County commissioners next week. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, highs reaching near 84 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low near 74. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
82 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Home prices continue to surge. In April, they saw an annual gain of 14.6%. That's up from 13.3% hike in March, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index. Phoenix, San Diego, Seattle, up more than 20% from the year before, the biggest year-over-year gains. But five cities saw their largest gains ever. That includes Seattle, Charlotte, North Carolina, Cleveland, Dallas, and Denver. Walmart will start to sell a less expensive version of insulin to people without health insurance or who struggle to afford the life-saving drugs cost. Starting this week, adults and kids who have a prescription will be able to buy its exclusive private label version of analog insulin at about $73 for a vial, about $86 for a package of pre-filled pens. Four of Australia's capital cities are now under COVID-19 lockdown because of the Delta variant. Perth, Brisbane, Darwin, and Sydney. Stocks are mixed. The NASDAQ down 9, Dow Jones up 138. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
June 29th, 1932, from the federal offices at Palafox and Government Street, Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. Late yesterday evening, word was received here from the Works Progress Administration in Washington that $75,000 is being made available in federal dollars to aid work being done by the recently appointed Relief Commission, established jointly by the Pensacola City Council and Escambia County Commission. The federal dollars will supplement the approximately $45,000 which the two local governments are providing. To administer these relief funds, there is an appointed commission composed of John H. Sherrill, Carl Weiss, and John McCormick, all prominent industrialists. homeless. The money will be channeled to deserving families that make up a homeless population estimated at about 4,000 now living in shacks and lean-tos along local streets. These families, most of them refugees from sharecropping farms in Alabama and Mississippi, came here hoping for work and shelter, but neither local government had any early plan or dollar reserve to assist them. The coming of the federal $75,000 will be of help, Carl Weiss told your reporter, but that still does not come to the heart of the problem. We have many unemployed, too, he said, and the need has no end in sight.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Want to talk a little bit more about your lawn and those dry spots.
Exactly. Some of this really is common sense, but if you're watering your yard all the time, and you say, well, my goodness, you know, I've got this one spot. It must be bugs. Well, this fellow from Okaloosa County is saying, no way. He said, it probably is not this time of year. He said, you may have too few sprinkler heads. You may have the wrong sprinkler heads. You may have a broken sprinkler heads, a plug nozzle, or a tree or shrub blocking the water. There's all different reasons. One other reason that he doesn't list that I really firmly believe, with the hurricanes we've had, I'm going to go way back to Hurricane Frederick, which took out so many trees in our city, and then hurricanes following that where trees came down. Well, the trees come down, you cut the tree off, you get the stump removed as best you can, but still you've got a lot of root system underneath, it's on the subsurface underneath the grass. And many times that kind of changes how the water is held in that particular area. And you can have a dry spot simply because that is an area where you had a tree come down in a previous hurricane. What do you do about it? Not much you can do about it. You certainly can't dig it out. But here's what you need to do to test all of this, especially that sprinkler head situation. Go dig up a little plug of dirt, say about 6 inches from where your grass looks great, from where it's dry, right in the middle of where it's dry. And if, in fact, you're getting the water, you think your water system is doing 100%, but if that subsurface there below the grass is not moist, then you've got to fix your sprinkler system. It's not bugs, it's not fungus, it is lack of water. Or some people put out a can, like a tuna fish can, to be sure the water is equal in different areas in your yard, especially in that dry area. So there are different things you can do before you run to the garden center and buy a bunch of insecticide to put that out. Check to be sure that you're getting water 100% on your property. That's like I say, kind of common sense, but it makes sense.
No, and that's a good tip to remember, especially as we see our heat index is getting up there. It's actually not that bad. You know, it's hotter up north than it is here. So count our blessings.
How about in the northwest?
Oh my gosh, the 116. Where was that?
116. It was in Portland.
Oh,
I think
gross.
I think it was in Portland, Oregon.
No, 116.
They don't even have air conditioners in Portland. Well, I'm sure they do, but for
man.
The most part.
It's like an easy bake oven. I mean, that's hotter than an easy bake oven. What are you doing? Come on, air. Like,
exactly.
We are very blessed today. I have to just tell you that it looks like it's about 87 degrees here. So 86. So
right.
We're okay.
But what we're going to do, Jenna, I really believe this. We're going to try out. I mean, we've had these pop-up thunderstorms and all of that,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to dry out. So go back to what we just said about checking everything in your yard to be sure the way your sprinkler, even if you're using sprinklers and you're moving them around, you're getting 100%. Because we get into July and August, and we hit a long, prolonged drought, dry period. It can really do some damage, and we have all spent way too much money on plants and sod to have it die because it dried out. We don't want to do that.
Oh, of course. And, you know, I feel like spending money on our plants and our lawns is just, it's a good thing, though. You know, I mean.
It's not a therapy, but really.
It is therapy. It's very good. It's appropriate therapy. Hey, you're listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We aren't therapists, but we are for your plants, or at least Mike Wiggins is. So, we do have some questions coming in, 850-437-1620. We see our friend Catherine says, happy 4th. Again, thank you for
Same
your gift
to you,
for us.
Thank you.
Beautiful bouquet on your dining room table. We see others are hopping in saying, good morning. We hear you. Yes, good morning to you. Okay, remember earlier in the show, I asked you about the white stuff on our listener's soil all that.
Yes.
Okay, so the pepper plants, this has to do with pepper plants. This is the same situation. The pepper plants are not growing as fast, but when they were little, they grew fast and they looked really nice. But now they look ugly, and have gotten bugs eating the leaves. Is there any way you can get the bugs to go away? Okay, I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, too. Make it look nicer and make it grow.
Yeah, that little 5% seven dust is good. You can use that on vegetables. It's no problem. Read the labels. It's exactly how to do it. And a little low nitrogen fertilizer is good. You can use liquid fertilizer. You can use granular fertilizer. Makes no difference. But a lower nitrogen. You don't want to use a high-powered nitrogen. That's just going to promote green growth and not necessarily the peppers that you're looking for. But as we get into the hot, hot summer, sometimes growing some of those peppers can be problematic. So keep them watered, a little bit of fertilizer, a little insecticide if you've got that problem. I wouldn't put any insecticide on there if you don't have the problem, obviously.
Sure.
Only if you've got the problem. And then that's about the best one can do. Be sure they're in full sun. I think that's critical. If you've got them in shade, that's going to be a problem. So put them in full sun.
Also, our listener mentions that they are outside in little pots. So correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. Should you make sure they're the appropriate size so they're not getting suffocated?
Jenna, you are so good
at
this. Oh, my gosh. You really are.
Maybe
good
I am
at
the plant therapist.
You are the plant therapist. Really? No kidding. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. You can't grow a vegetable, a pepper, let's say a bell pepper, in an 8-inch pot.
No.
It ain't going to do it. You can't water it enough. You know, it's just not enough soil to sustain the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, bigger. Now, I think it's too late to transplant that particular pepper plant. This time, don't do it. But just buy bigger pots with good soil. And we always say this, don't scrimp on buying a cheap soil. Buy a good soil that's got all the right ingredients in it.
Especially for your produce plants, fruits and veggies. You really want to treat those with the utmost kindness.
That's right. And if you are planting them in the yard, and of course, we recommend, just for fun, you don't need to plow up the backyard or fill in the swimming pool to make a vegetable garden. You can plant these vegetable plants in your flower bed. But if you do, be sure to mix up a little Canadian sphagnum peat moss in that soil, kind of work it in, because that's going to make it more organic. It's going to hold moisture better, and you'll have better luck if you'll do that for everything. Now, you don't need to do that with your potting soil if you buy a good potting soil and you're planting in containers. But outside, in your flower beds or in an area that you have cordoned off for your vegetable garden, yes, Canadian sphagnum peat moss is very important.
Okay, excellent. 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Mike Wiggins here on The Garden Line at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Here is a question. Can I use milorganite in my potted plants as a fertilizer?
Yes. Okay. I would not overdo it by any stretch of the imagination. But yes, a milorganite is a very organic material. And we've talked about where milorganite comes from, haven't we not, Jenna?
Yes.
On our show. It comes from the city of Milwaukee sewage system.
It's very delicious.
They have marketed this milorganite for decades. And
as organic as you can.
It is, and it works. It's great. We always like to use milorganite on centipede yards midsummer. You know, we've talked about that, putting a good high-powered nitrogen on your St. Augustine this time of year. Great time to do it. But if your centipede is, the color is not quite what you want, put a bag of milorganite on it, and it'll make a big difference. Yes.
Okay, and so it acts as a fertilizer. How does it do with weeds, though? Like, will it perpetuate the weed problem if you have centipede grass? Or
well, any fertilizer, if you've got weeds, which, of course, we've always say it's just a plant in the wrong place,
right.
Any fertilizer, the weeds are going to also thrive on that. So you've got to do your weed control. But that is a big let's don't do it situation at this point, insofar as weed control, spraying for weeds, say, in any of our grasses, St. Augustine, centipede, zoysia, what have you, it's just too hot.
Right.
You can burn it up, like putting a blowtorch on it. You want to. So the only way to do it right now is one we don't want to do. Go
sure.
out and pull them.
A little exercise. Put some sunscreen on, a big hat, and go exercise.
That's therapy, too.
It is. I love it. Are you... okay.
I don't love it.
Oh,
I'll be
really?
Honest with you.
Okay, well, I'll share a funny story with you. Then last night, I think my neighbors think I'm crazy. I'm Jenna Barr, by the way. Jenna with a G. You're listening to The Garden Line with a G with Mike Wiggins. Couple G's in there, too.
There you go.
Here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We see some more texts coming in. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
It's a celebration 200 years in the making. July 17, 1821, the Spanish handed over Florida to the United States. You're invited to celebrate that momentous occasion on July 17th at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola and commemorate the exact moment Florida became a state. Spanish and English military reenactors will mingle with the audience, and historic Pensacola Village will be open to the public at no charge. Find out more about this celebration at visitpensacola.com/200.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hurricane season is here. Forecasters have predicted another above average year for storms, and News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is here for you. We'll preempt normal programming whenever needed. And remember, A1 Small Engines is your local steel provider. They want you to bring in your steel chainsaw for a checkup now. Don't be caught without your steel equipment. Are you ready? Find out now. Your local steel dealer is A1 Small Engines in Cantonment. News Radio 92.3, steel and A1 Small Engines are here for you.
Hill Kelly Movies in the Park, Autism Pensacola's Sensory Street, and Escambia County's 200th celebration. We are everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on the Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ba 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 But I do have a funny story. We were talking about therapy and how good it is for you when you're outside working in the garden, using your hands, you know, and if you just do the old-fashioned way where you're pulling weeds, Mike, you might not like it, but it does help you. You feel accomplished. You worked hard. So last night I had a little bit too much energy for some reason, just surged right through me. So I decided to do that at about 8:45 last night.
It was getting dark.
It was a little dark. I was just feeling around at that point.
Hope you weren't pulling up to St. Augustine. Don't do that.
Oh, trust me, I'd get an earful if I did that. Hey, you're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Hey, Mike, what do I need to put on my St. Augustine right now? A listener has just tuned in and was wondering.
That's a great question because it is a very timely question. St. Augustine, not centipede now. We'll talk about that in a minute. But St. Augustine likes a high nitrogen fertilizer midsummer. Buy a fertilizer that has 20+% nitrogen. I've seen them 22-something-something, 24-something-something. Don't worry about this, the other two numbers. Be sure you get at least 20% nitrogen. Be sure it's slow release. Look at the label. A good quality fertilizer will be. But just be sure it's got slow release. Be sure it also contains iron. Be sure it also contains other minor elements. And you'll be in good shape. Do it exactly according to the label. Do not overdo it. You don't want to burn the grass. But that St. Augustine really likes that higher nitrogen midsummer. And then we'll come back with the winterizer in September, August, some in that time, in that time frame. Centipede, by the same token, does not like that higher nitrogen in midsummer. That's why we go with something organic, like the Milorganite we talked about a minute ago, or a product called Ironite. That's a good one, too, for centipede midsummer. And if you had to skip the centipede midsummer because it looked, your centipede grass looks wonderful, that's fine. It doesn't require it. St. Augustine really does like that, though.
Okay. And yeah. Did you mention, sorry, I was answering another question over here. Did you mention if you should wait when we have a dry spell so it doesn't wash away, or is it okay to go ahead and apply it right now?
No, you can go ahead and apply it. Just kind of watch the weather. And if it looks like, you know, we're going to have rain for three solid days, you know, don't do it. But a little rain, you know, if you can catch a quick rain right, you know, the next day or so after you put it out, because it's going to go to work when it gets down into the soil. And that's where you want it. So if it's not going to rain, water it good. Water it real good. Maybe for a couple of days. Not constant, but for, say, half hour, 45 minutes a day for a couple of days at least to get it down to where it's going to really go to work. But, yes, that fertilizer is good for St. Augustine this time of year. No doubt about it.
Okay, excellent. 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line. Hey, Mike, have you ever tuned in for Gardening in the Panhandle Live? Have you ever done that before on the Facebook or Zoom Live?
No, what is that?
So it's put on by the University of Florida. And it's a free event. They got topics and speakers for throughout this year. So I wanted to go ahead and mention, because we're almost to July. It's happening. The next one is going to be on July 29th, and it's talking about beneficial insects and predators.
That's interesting. That's a great topic.
Yeah,
it really is.
Dr. Adam Dale, Beth Bowles, Julie McConnell,
Beth
Bowles
is our county agent here.
Okay.
She is so good.
So, and that's some information too, because we're so quick to just like take away all the insects. I just made a chopping motion, like I would chop an insect.
I didn't know what you were doing, but that's okay.
Doing the robot. We're so quick to get rid of them and so quick to just apply things.
Right.
And so, like you mentioned before, wait for a sunny day. Go and research it before you just go ahead and start buying stuff.
And our listeners are probably sick and tired of me preaching this sermon, but the integrated pest management is a philosophy in our business where you only use your insecticides and fungicides where they're needed. A lot of folks, if you do have an area that looks like it's dry in your yard and you do all the testing we talked about a minute ago, and it's not because of lack of water, it could easily be chinch bugs this time of year. But treat that particular area of your lawn, come off of it, you know, a matter of, you know, 10 to 15 feet, but you don't have to put your insecticide in the backyard if you've got a problem in the front yard, and you may not even have to do the whole front yard. Point is, only use your insecticides, fungicides, where and when they're needed. That's, I think, a great rule.
Yeah, I like that. I just see a picture of, like, a person with, like, a bag, like a satchel, and just sprinkling it and twirling around and throwing. Don't do that. Treat the area that needs it.
Treat the area that needs it. Integrated pest management.
Yes. Here is a question. So we actually have a lot of questions coming in about fertilizer and specific fertilizer this time of year for grass. I feel like that's the hot topic. But before we circle back around to that, one of our listeners, this is different, says, I have something eating the leaves of my angel trumpet. What could it be? Speaking of bugs.
could be a lot of bugs. It could be a lot of bugs.
They're all hungry this time of year.
They're all hungry. It could be some kind of worm that's doing that. It could be a cutworm that sometimes they will do it.
But so, can you use the 5%?
You can't. Oh, no, you can. But okay. if you determine it's worms, and if it's worms, you'll see it on there. You'll see it on the plant. That's when we go back and use our old tried and true BT, our Bacillus thuringiensis, which is a liquid or a granule. Usually it's a dust you put on there, which is organic, which is not at least a bit toxic. So you can use that. We use it on tomato plants for worms.
That's right.
But, so I think that's what I would do. But if you don't see anything and there are those little cuts in the leaf, use a little 5% 7 dust. That's a good idea.
Okay, excellent. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but before we wrap up here on the Garden Line, we'll take a couple more questions. 850-437-1620.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Sunglasses. Everyone needs them on the Gulf Coast. Are your sunglasses taking great care of your eyes? Dr. Charles Charbonneau, now open in West Pensacola, has a huge variety of sunglasses to choose from that are just what the doctor ordered. Maui Jim, Oakley, Costa, Ray-Ban, even Tom Ford. Dr. Charbonneau also offers full vision care services, including eye exams, eyeglasses, and contact fittings. Take care of your eyes with the right sunglasses from Dr. C Vision Care. Highway 98, West Pensacola. DrCVisionCare.com.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars this Sunday, July 4th. Presented by Peter Muget and the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, this free outdoor concert will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music, the popular favorites performed under the direction of Maestro Peter Rubart. Symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with Sertoma's 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We have never played a song like that before.
Listen.
What is that?
The Hawaiian Honeymoon.
The Hawaiian Honeymoon.
Can you just imagine being in your backyard? Your plants are blooming. Everything is spry and beautiful. You've just got a cold drink in your hand. You're just enjoying summer and all of the beautiful fruits of your labor. That's what I wish listeners.
With that music playing.
That is the music. It just soothes your soul. And we hope we soothe your soul here on the Garden Line. Hey, real quick, before we wrap up here with Mike Wiggins.
Yes.
Listen, we have one more question. What kind of fertilizer should I use on my St. Augustine grass? It's a hot topic.
High nitrogen, right? At least 20% nitrogen. 21, 22, 23, 24 is fine. Of course, all fertilizers have three numbers. And generally, that fertilizer for St. Augustine this time of year, the other two numbers are low, like a 24-4-4, something on that order. But you'll find all different formulas, but be sure that first number is in the 20s and that it's a quality fertilizer. That, to me, is very, very important. Then water it in.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Happy 4th of July
happy
to you.
Happy 4th of July to you, Jenna.
Thank
Good to be
you
with
so
you.
Much.
You got one more hour, girl.
That's
one
right.
More.
I am ready for it.
This is your fifth hour.
And
wow.
Thank you for hanging around with me today. We'll be right back with Bob Burgee and Winning with Mainstay Financial. 850-437-1620.